late on the train, the little train to get her. And I'd like to have Jeanette McKinley say a few words.
Hi, I'm Jeanette McKinley. I'm speaking for all the ordinary people who just got pulled into this without really wanting to ever be involved in any way. I have an apartment directly across the street from Ground Zero. I watched everything unfold outside my window. I'm an eyewitness, a survivor, and an artist. I still live at Ground Zero, and I have watched the military state happen right outside my window. Every morning, okay, on 9/11, immediately the military had a military takeover of that 16-acre site. Everywhere you looked, there were military. Whenever I went back to try to get my belongings in my destroyed apartment, the military was there. The military never left the site. When you're down there now, there's police constantly. They arrive at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you can see the police with guns right outside my window. They have terrorist drills. They have something called Hercules teams that the state of New York, or the city of New York, is spending $5 million a week on police that do nothing but drive around in police cars with their lights on just to intimidate all of us. People from the entire world come to Ground Zero to pay their respects, and they have to be greeted by police cars with their lights on. It's a complete military and police takeover. I have watched the military state unfold right before my eyes. I never wanted to be involved in this, but as a survivor, I need to speak out for survivors' rights, even regardless of who is responsible for the planning of it. After 9/11, the survivors had to breathe that dust, all the rescue workers. That is criminal also. And I don't know, I just watched the whole thing unfold. And when I heard the 9/11 commissioners speak, it wasn't the activists who convinced me that this was a cover-up. It was the 9/11 commissioners themselves who are so proud of their lies that they stand up there and pat themselves on the back. They don't have the guts to answer even one question. Every single question is the same answer: classified information, White House mandate. And so we really need to come together, as these grassroots movements are so important. And they try to drug us. You talk to any victim family member, you talk to any survivor, all the people with their psychological problems and post-traumatic stress, the answer to everything is to take a pill. They don't want you to pursue the truth. They tell you to forget about pursuing the truth, to take a pill so you can be happy. That's why more victims aren't speaking out. That's why more survivors aren't speaking out, because they are literally drugged. The survivors have unlimited psychological counseling, which tells them to forget about the truth and to get on with a happy life. So everybody's drugged. They're drugging all of us to keep us quiet, and it's just unfolding. And they're not just drugging the survivors. Whenever anybody in our society is unhappy, the answer to everything is to take Prozac and don't be angry. But we are angry, and as a citizen, I'm speaking out. I'm searching for justice. This has affected every day of my life, and that's why I'm here. And I just hope more people will get involved and more people will speak out.